7 today.
Yeah, I feel lucky to be on these airwaves with you tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let me tell you, I opened my back door and it almost blew off the hinges. Little did I know, I had opened the door to 74-mile-an-hour winds. No joke. Not exaggerating. Terrible, terrible weather where I happen to be located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Funnel clouds touching down. The worst thing I've ever seen in Texas. You all know my story. I've lived in California, the East Coast, and everywhere between the Midwest. But I have to say, I went through a brutal hurricane, and it reminded me very much of that hurricane. Yeah. Sad to say, it's all about the hate. A white supremacist kills a guard at the National Holocaust Museum. We have more details coming up around the bend on that. Miss California gets shoved out by Crown. And just say no to smoking cigarettes. The FDA might be close to actually being able to regulate, do you believe it, the sale, the manufacturing, and the marketing of tobacco products? Woo! Philip Morris must be trembling. That's all coming up on tonight's show, plus a lot of other fun surprises as well. Each and every Wednesday, we're joined by Easy Ticket Mike, talking a little sports here with you across the nation. I know you're listening to us in Connecticut. You got that great facility there, baby, where the Rangers play. It's the Cathedral, Madison Square Garden. And, of course, my Philadelphia Phillies in 11 get by the New York Mets. Always weird for me as I covered the Mets. And, of course, my first love is the Philadelphia Phillies. His first love is anything Dallas, but he joins us all the time to talk about what's happening across the board, including the concerts that are coming up. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. It was pretty brutal weather, so lots of power outages, a lot of crazy things happening, as I just said to all the listeners across the country. Mother Nature every night seems to rear her ugly head, and I guess it was our turn.
Yeah, the power is at my computer, but it came back, so it was, you know, pretty good things. They said transformers blowing up all over Dallas this evening, but it's still coming. I think more storms coming in through from the west. I was looking on the TV here, but you know, I've been watching the NBA. Finals here lately, and I watched that game last night with Orlando pulling it out over L.A. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great for the Magic, their first win in the finals ever, and to pull that out the way they did, they were on fire. Their shooting percentage was horrible in the two games in Los Angeles, and they were on fire in front of their home crowd, and Kobe Bryant was terrible when he needed to be on in the last quarter of that matchup. So now L.A. is 2-1, but Orlando looks pretty good. This is really a series, I think.
Yeah, and I think the game tomorrow, I think Orlando's going to take that one, too, and I think it's going to be tied up 2-2. I think this series, before last week, I thought Orlando was going to take it in six, but, you know, things just change. I think now I'm looking, and I do think L.A. is going to take it in seven games back at Staples Center.
Yeah, I always thought it was going to be L.A.'s game for sure. I just wasn't sure in how many games, but I thought L.A. would do it. And Kobe Bryant, this would be his fourth championship win, and he wanted to be the centerpiece, and he would be the centerpiece. He just wasn't in that last game. In hockey, though, it's been incredible. Amazing the way the Pittsburgh Penguins played the other day as they tied up their series with Detroit. I love a game seven. And so, you know, there we are talking about a game seven, game on. Was that exciting? Did you see that game, that 2-1 win for the Penguins?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the Penguins had it, you know, pretty much the whole game. Detroit came back and got one goal there in the last period. But, you know, the Penguins, they did what they had to do to keep the series going. I think, come Friday, I think Detroit's going to take it back home in the Joe.
Yeah, I think Detroit has it too, absolutely. But they made it more exciting, and like I said, there's nothing like to me, in hockey and baseball or in hoop, there's nothing more exciting than to see it go seven. Now, in baseball, it's been kind of interesting. You know, we're still not at that halfway point, but we're seeing some pull-away teams, some of the same teams that we've seen before. The Phillies, of course, won the World Series last year. Who knows what's going to happen in the NL East? They had a thrilling win over the Mets that I mentioned previously in 11 a few moments ago. But, you know, I'll tell you, there's some interesting stories out there this year, for sure, like the Dodgers. They don't have Manny Ramirez. He's suspended. He showed his face, Mike, up by here in the clubhouse the other day, probably because he wants everyone to know he's still around, because even without Manny, they were doing okay.
Oh, yeah, they've, you know, they've got a, well, they've won 40 out of 60 games so far.
And, yeah, incredible.
You know, they got the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I've said is the, you know, the NL West is kind of a weak division, but the Dodgers are doing great. I mean, they're coming here to Texas this weekend with a series against the Rangers. Rangers, you know, they're still looking really good in the American League. They played Boston. Boston's got the best record in the American League right now, but the Rangers took two out of three against them here just a couple days ago. So I think that series with the Rangers and the Dodgers is going to tell who's the real team and who's the fake team.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, absolutely. I'll tell you what I really love, and I played this course, and I feel so fortunate when I was working in New York City to get a chance to do this. When I was working for the Fan, I think it's the best perk I ever got in my whole life in being in this business. I got to play the black course at Bethpage. And, of course, that's where the U.S. Open is now. And you got Phil Mickelson, who's pretty emotional, choked up, back on the tour. That's going to be fun to watch, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And I've got you know, some quality tickets for the U.S. Open. I've already got tickets for next year's Open. But, of course, I'll be sitting on those for a year.
That's okay. That's all right. Where is it? I don't even know where it is next year.
It's in, let's see. Well, I got the tickets from the, I just picked them up.
Usually I know these things, but for some reason I don't know where it is. I knew Bethpage and what was happening there, but I didn't know for next year. Because, you know, that's laid out, obviously, and you know because you already have the tickets. It's laid out ahead of time. So, and speaking of tickets, you have concert tickets. There's just a ton of good stuff out there because it's summertime. The Jonas Brothers are coming out, and it's interesting for people listening to us across the country in Connecticut and Illinois and Vermont, and they're going that way too as well. But they're starting at the $1 billion Cowboys Stadium,
yeah,
and then that's where they're going to start. So good for them.
Yeah, and let's see, the George Strait, he was here with Reba McEntire this last weekend. They opened it up, but he's on tour. He's going to be in Virginia this weekend. I've got tickets for the Verizon Center in Virginia Beach. And then he goes to Saturday. He's down the road in Bristow, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And got tickets for that, but he always puts on a great show. You know, he had a sold out show here in
Texas. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can get tickets to any of that, Mike, thanks, by going to easy-ticket.com. Again, easy-ticket.com. Coming up next, John Hayes. Want to talk about owning a franchise? This guy knows all about it. Hang with us. That's coming up around the bend on ATN.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Hey, coming up later this week on America Tonight, we're going to talk with the actress from The Sopranos. Boy, when I was living back east, I was eating, living, and breathing The Sopranos. Edie Falco, you might remember her as Carmelo. She's in a new series on Showtime, and it's called Nurse Jackie. It's fabulous. Somebody sent me a preview copy of it, but it's actually out now. So if you get Showtime, you can watch it. It's super, super good. And I know a lot of people in the industry can relate to what it's all about, this show they've created. Joining us now in the air, pleasure to have him. His name is John Hayes, and if you go to his website, it's franchisemastermind.com. You know, the whole idea of owning a franchise, to me, there's something intriguing about it. And I've played in some golf tournaments with guys who have owned different things, from fast food to other sorts of stuff. And I was always intrigued how they got customers, kept them, and stayed in the cycle. So I can just imagine that John is a fountain of information. John, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Sure. I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about owning a franchise. What are the, just in a nutshell, what are some of the misconceptions about owning a franchise?
Well, one of the greatest ones is that you can't make any decisions and that you're locked into doing everything the way the franchisor is going to tell you to do. And some of that, there's truth to some of that. They've already created the system and they're going to show you how to operate it in order to be successful. But you've got to make a lot of day-to-day decisions yourself as well. And people also think that, well, they can't sell it. After they buy it, they can't get out of it, or they have to sell it back to the parent company, and the parent company is going to steal it from you. And that isn't true either. The you have the right to sell it whenever you want to sell it, and you sell it for what it's worth. Now, if you've signed a contract that says something to the contrary, then that would be a problem, but generally that's not the case. There are a whole lot of myths that people have about franchising in general. Most of what people think they know is incorrect.
Does it happen when somebody has success with, like, let's say one place? What if it was fast food? Do they often end up opening a couple others in key locations in their cities and suburbs and stuff?
Well, some people do, you know, but there are a lot of people who just want to own one unit of a franchise, whether it's in food or some service business. But then there's another smaller subset of franchisees who like to be multi-unit operators, so they're going to own 5 or 10 or 20. And then there are multi-concept operators where they own 3 of this and 6 of something else and 10 of yet something else. So there's a lot of that happening today, more and more of it, in fact, today.
Yeah, and you've got, I was talking about your website, and it is the place to go for anything franchised when you want
Thank
to talk
you.
About that sort of stuff.
Thank
it was really good. You know, whether you knew a lot about it, didn't know anything about it, were curious about it. And you've got a report, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Franchisees. Give us a couple habits that work.
Well, one thing is that they do not blame the franchisor, because there are 3,000 different franchise concepts in the United States. There are lots of things for you to buy, probably a lot of businesses that you've never heard about before. So don't rush into something, because if you do and it doesn't work out, you can blame the franchisor if you want, but it's not going to do you any good. The other thing is, do what they tell you to do. They're not, why people buy a franchise and then decide to do things their own way, it always baffles me, but I guess it's the American way, and it's our love for independence, that we want to do things our own way. Well, when you buy a franchise, you're going to follow the franchisor's system. Why pay a lot of money and then not follow the system? And the most successful, effective franchisees have always told me that once I started following the system, my life got better, my business got better, and not enough franchisees do that early enough.
Yeah, and is there something, too, about having a passion for what it is? You know, picking something that you really think you like?
Yeah, I think that's so important. And in fact, I tell people, you know, before you buy a franchise, think a little bit about what is it that you want to do. People think, well, you know, I'd like to be in the food business. And yet they've never been in the food business. So then they get behind the counter, or they get in their kitchen, or they start serving customers who are coming into their store, and suddenly they realize either they don't like people, or they don't like food, or they don't like the long hours, or they don't like, you know, something else about it. Well, too late after you bought it. Why not take time, go to work in one first, and find out what do you really have a great desire to do, because you're going to need to be there every day, and you're the one who's responsible for it. So it's make sure you are selecting something that it's not just the money that's got you excited. You're doing it because you really like the business.
Yeah, and it could be anything. It's funny. I've lived all over. I grew up in the East. And one thing about Philadelphia is the cheese steaks and all the various Italian meats.
Yeah.
And this show is national, and you guys in Connecticut always tease me in New York listening to us now. But I was starved for that kind of food, and somebody started a franchise in the Dallas-Fort Worth area called Jersey Mike's, and it is a runaway hit.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. I haven't been to one, but I've heard that too. And, you know, I spent 20 years in Philadelphia, greatest city in the world, in my opinion, and the food, you know, I live in Dallas now, and Dallas can't come near to touching the food styles and the variety of foods, and particularly the great Italian fare that's in Philadelphia. But I do see more and more of those kinds of things moving out into the country. And again, it's through franchising. People are figuring out how to get that done.
Yeah. John, you know, how did you get involved in all of this? Weren't you at one point in your career a professor?
Yeah, I was at Temple University in Philadelphia and loved teaching there. Just couldn't make any money as a college professor, so I was always writing on the side or doing marketing projects, communications projects, and a company in Wilmington, Delaware called in 1979 when I was a professor at Temple and said, we're a franchise business and we need some help. And I don't even know what a franchise is at that time. You know, it wasn't very popular. I wrote Franchising the Inside Story as a result of starting to work with that company in 79, doing some consulting with them. And my book, Franchising the Inside Story, was the first one published about how to buy a franchise. And that really launched my career because media, radio, TV, newspapers picked up a lot, covered my book, asked me to write for them, or I appeared on radio programs like this. And that's what really turned things for me. And I left the university, and I started to specialize in helping companies franchise their businesses and market and promote franchises, not only in the United States, but in other parts of the world as well.
Yeah, and I think the whole franchise system, too, is only getting bigger. You would know better than I do, but am I right on that?
It slowed down this year. We were getting 10-15% growth of new franchise companies every year. But this year, it looks like, you know, it might be 5% or less. There aren't a lot of people right now who are striking out with something new to come up with, you know, new ideas and offer new franchises. So I think we've slowed down a little bit because of the economy. But franchising is still doing pretty well. The problem is that people can't borrow money to start these businesses, and so that's slowed down the sales of franchises.
Yeah, no kidding. So you're doing this, and what else is next for you? Another book? Are you going to do another book?
Well, I don't have another book quite lined up yet. I plan to. I've done 18 of them, and I plan to do more. Whether it'll be about franchising or not, I'm not sure. I've got a couple things that I'm working through, but I don't have a commitment yet on another book. So, but I am working with Michael Gerber on a very interesting project. He wrote The E-Myth, and he's going to do 100 vertical books like The E-Myth Contractor, The E-Myth Attorney, The E-Myth Accountant, The E-Myth Optometrist. And so I am working with him on a number of those E-Myth partner books, and that's been very exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. Gerber is such a big name, and I love the concept. The concept is great. John, thanks so much for coming on the show with us, and we'll send everyone to your website, franchisemastermind.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, went to Temple. He understands. He understands the food dilemma when you've lived in Philadelphia. I should have asked him this. Do you realize that if you're in Philly or Jersey, they pretty much call red sauce gravy? Yeah, it's gravy. Quickly, I want to throw a shout out to a couple of stations, WGVA 1240 AM and also WAUB 1590 AM. And those are an FM signal, as well on WGVA 98. All over the place in New York, upstate New York, they signed on to take America tonight, so that's terrific. We thank them and welcome all their listeners. You can call us and join the party at any time, 800-259-5791.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
Yeah, ain't that a kick in the head is perfect for news you can abuse, and that's coming up here in just a few moments on America Tonight. In the meantime, after that, we'll be talking about this day in history. It's always fun to look back and see what happened. Like, for example, can you believe that... I know I say this probably way too much, but thinking... that we're already at we're already at June 11th, is just mind-boggling to me. What happened to February, March, April, May? Like that, in an instant, eh? In 1985, Karen Ann Quinlan, the comatose patient whose case prompted that huge right-to-die court decision, died in Morris Plains, New Jersey, at the age of 33. I remember studying that case when I was in social studies class, and it was huge, and obviously I grew up in Philadelphia, New Jersey, and that's all the papers would talk about. That's just one of the things that we'll mention when we look back in time. In the meantime, news you can abuse. Here's a good one. Imagine catching a fish and then noticing it coughed up a gold watch. Hawaii resident Kurt Karish's boasts an incredible fish tail, and it's true. A 25-centimeter reef fish he caught by hand in shallow water actually really did cough up a ticking gold watch. Got to figure somebody was probably snorkeling maybe somehow or fell off a boat. I mean, who knows? But he was enjoying a picnic, apparently, and he saw the fish swimming close to shore. He gave He said his friend gave him a bamboo stick. He went to get the fish. He jumped into the waist-high water, hit the fish. It went limp. He noticed it had a really strange, large belly. He tossed it into a cooler. They opened the cooler later. They discovered the gold watch right next to the fish's mouth. That is a good story. It is a good fish tale, and it's a true one, so it's even better. All right, Kalamazoo. We have great listeners in Kalamazoo, Michigan, like Pete and Kathy and John and some other people as well. Well, how about this in Kalamazoo? You can't ask the people responsible for the street signs in Lansing, Michigan. A street sign at one of the city's busiest intersections is missing one of the three letters of the A's, right? They're reporting that it costs up to $300 to replace the street sign at Kalamazoo Street and Grand Avenue. So Lansing's public service director says that the sign makers are only human and we need to save the money. But to misspell Kalamazoo when you're in Michigan, that's kind of a cardinal sin. We go to Columbus, Ohio. Dave Thomas, remember the hamburger chain Wendy's? He founded it. Here's how the story goes, and it's true. He had a little burger shop in Columbus, Ohio, and these doctors would come in, and they loved his burgers. So they said, look, if we backed you, could we open a bigger place? And then the rest is history. He became Wendy's. Well, the Zagat survey just ranked Wendy's number one overall, followed by Subway, McDonald's, KFC, and Burger King. Mickey D's got the nod for the best fries among all the change. Subway got the best service. But overall, it was all about Wendy's, baby, all from that little tiny burger shop. And the Wendy's character was after his daughter, the red hair and the pigtails, you know, the braids in her hair. That was his daughter. That's how they came up with it. How about that? And this one from Los Angeles, high school senior Johnny Strange is reaching an incredible height, one that very few adults can even really think about. He's 17 years old, and he's now the youngest person to climb the tallest peaks on each of the world's seven continents. That's very cool. He reached his final summit in Australia this week. He's on his way back to Malibu in Los Angeles, where he lives. He scaled Mount Everest, the world's tallest mountain. He started mountain climbing, I guess, when he was 12 years old with his father. It's something they did together, and he wasn't afraid of it. So, alas, he now has reached the highest heights. It's very true, eh? Let's go to this day in history, and then after this day in history, of course, we have the traditional birthdays for you as well in America Tight. And, hey, coming up, we've got a conversation with Harry Rinker. He comes on the show every Wednesday. He joins us, and you can chime in with questions when he comes on the air with us. So keep that in mind if you're looking to sell some of your stuff, if you're curious about what it's worth, because he is absolutely the guru of that sort of thing, as I affectionately call him. It is June 11th, and there are 203 days left in the year. Here's some things that happened way back when in history, if we were to take that look back. In 1776, the Continental Congress formed a committee to actually draft the Declaration of Independence, calling for, of course, freedom from Britain. In 1509, England's King Henry VIII married his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. Here's a good trivia question for you. How many wives did King Henry have? If you were thinking four, you could be right. I've been watching that series, The Tudors. Brutal. Great portrayal of King Henry VIII, but brutal when it comes to life, the things that happened in history. 1770, Captain James Cook, you know who Cook is, right? The commander of the British ship Endeavour discovered the Great Barrier Reef off Australia because he ran into it. In 1919, Sir Barton won the Belmont Stakes, becoming horse racing's first ever Triple Crown winner. In 1959, the Saunders Row Nautical One, which was actually the first operational hovercraft, was publicly demonstrated off the southern coast of England. Also, sad story, in 1963, a Buddhist monk set himself on fire on a Saigon street to protest the government of South Vietnamese, the president there at the time. That was what the protest was about. I just mentioned the first ever Triple Crown winner. In 1977, Seattle Slough won the Belmont Stakes, capturing the Triple Crown in 1977. 77. And you know this from the other day, 78 affirmed was the last horse to actually do that. So that's how long we've waited now and come close a couple of times. 1979, actor John Wayne, Was There a Better Cowboy, died in L.A. He was 72 years old. I told you about 85 and Karen Ann Quinlan, who started the big debate. And like I said, I can remember being in school and how big that was, the patient in the coma, in the coma, and whether or not you should be able to pull the plug. And we still, Terry Ann Schiavo, you know, we went through that whole thing in Florida, obviously. 2001, Timothy McVeigh was executed by injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, for the 95 Oklahoma City bombings that killed 168 people. 10 years ago, actor DeForest Kelly of Star Trek fame died in Woodland Hills, California, at age 79. You know who he played in Star Trek? That would be the Doctor, of course, McCoy. 5 years ago, I know a little bit of Star Trek stuff, not a lot, but a little bit. 5 years ago, here are a couple of things that happened. I just told you about Timothy McVeigh. Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Terry Nichols was spared the death penalty again when jurors who convicted him of 161 murder counts deadlocked over his sentence. The Nation also 5 years ago said goodbye to former President Ronald Reagan at a funeral service in Washington, followed hours later by a hilltop burial ceremony in California, of course, because that's where he was always going to go, back to California. 1 year ago, sadly, I was on the air when this happened, 4 Boy Scouts were killed when a tornado hit the Little Sioux Scout Ranch in Iowa. Chancellor Angela Merkel joined Bush in urging further sanctions against Iran if it failed to suspend its nuclear enrichment program. And see, once again, here we are. All the words, and they mean nothing, because nothing has happened through the Bush administration and the tail end of the Clinton administration. Kim Jong-il just did whatever he chose to do, and nothing stopped, and the threat of the sanctions didn't really do very much. All right, let's run to birthdays. Some interesting birthdays on tap for you. Some names that you will definitely recognize, including a Football Hall of Famer. Yeah, that Football Hall of Famer would be Joe Montana. 53 years old. Actor Hugh Laurie, if you watch the show House, a lot of people love House. I don't know why, I've never really watched it. I've seen the spots where it looks like it could be funny. 50 years old. Country musician Smilin' J. McDowell is 40 years old. Country rock musician Ryan Strout, or Shrout, I think is how you say it, is 29. Actor Joshua Jackson is 31 years old. From ZZ Top, rock musician Frank Beard is 60. I held him in concert a couple of times. It was pretty good. Once in New Mexico. Oh, where was I in New Mexico? If only you could help me. It was in Albuquerque. Las Cruces, New Mexico. Actress Adrienne Barbeau, 64 years old. Actor Gene Wilder is 76 years old. Remember, he was married to Gilda Radner at one point. Sadly, she died of cancer, but he was in so many funny, funny movies. Actor Chad Everett is 72 years old. The oldest guy on our list is opera singer Ry Stevens, 96 years old. Actor-producer Richard Todd, just a few years younger, he's 90 years old. Animal rights activist and PETA founder Ingrid Newkirk, that's a familiar name, 60 years old. Rock singer Donnie Van Sant, I know you know that name, 57 years old. Actor Peter Bergman is 56 years old. From Exposé, singer Julia Bruno is 46 years old. Could be butchering that first name. From Tonic, rock musician Dan Lavery is 40 years old. Coming up next, Harry Rinker. Hang with us, everybody.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchews.com.
I'm just wild about Harry.
We are wild about Harry Rinker. He is the guru of all things collectible. And it's your chance, if you jump on those lines right now to talk to Harry, call this number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We were talking last week about Harry coming up again and the fact that there really is a lot to talk about, since I find that so many people are trying to sell stuff and they don't always know what it's worth. They don't have a clue. Some of it is family heirloom type of things that they are ready to get rid of because they're downsizing or whatever, and they'll part with some of their treasures. And some of it might be junk, I don't know, but let the man decide, and you can do that by dialing the digits that I mentioned, 800-259-5791, or shoot me a quick email at americatonight.net. Harry, how are you?
Oh, doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We had a little bit of a tornado, of course, in Dallas, where I'm located, and it was kind of scary, 72-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, one of the things, by the way, up on my website, harryrinker.com, is four articles on how to survive wind and water damage to your antiques and collectibles and your family goods.
You know, I love that, because that happens to people, right?
It does happen to a lot of people, Kate, and one of the things that I'm very proud of is the fact that, you know, years ago I got involved in helping people try to understand how to deal with that. It just pains me when I drive along and I see, you know, a dumpster or something at somebody's house, and And I realize that all that stuff that they care so much about, they're throwing out when the few simple steps, they could probably catch and save a lot of it. You know, particularly like family photographs and that type of thing. And so a couple years ago, I wrote a series of four columns on how to react when things get damaged in water. And, you know, it can be a tornado, but it can also be a busted water pipes. It could be a leak in the roof. It can be any one of a number of things where water is involved. And just go up on my website, look under articles of interest in there, and you'll find them.
Hey, I've asked you this before because it changes a lot, but what seem to be the hot things that people are unloading? Do you know?
What's going on right now? A lot of people are on, well, as you know, a lot of people are unloading gold. You know, the old leftover jewelry and stuff, and I'm not a big fan of these gold parties at all. You know, I wish people would learn to go to their local jeweler, the one that's been in town for a long time, the one that has to rely on repeat business, and they're going to give you the far better price than those gold parties are concerned. I think people are unloading their parents' stuff. You know, the new generation of young collectors just simply does not have the same interest as older collectors. And, you know, if you had a parent that collected and you're involved in handling an estate or whatever, you need to get professional help in there because it's getting more and more tricky these days. I think we're seeing, I talked to a friend of mine in jewelry, for example, and she told me that a lot of older jewelry collectors are unloading some really great pieces of jewelry right now because of the current economy. I mean, one of the factors is that not everything is in rough shape because of this economy. Antique jewelry is doing very, very well, actually. You know, people are investing in tangibles. Hot topics at the moment is firearms. A lot of people are investing in weaponry, not to defend their homes, but to collect it, actually.
Yeah, by the way, you get a lot of calls about that, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, Kate, remember last week we had a letter in the mailbag from one of our listeners in Ewing, Missouri, Leonard, Lynn Sly, wrote us about a autographed hat she got from J.T. Walsh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were kicking it around, and who was he? Well, our listener was listening, and I got an email. Now, one of the things that we have is an American Night mailbag, and if our listeners would like to email me with a question about antiques and collectibles, they can do that by emailing me at Harry Elringer, that's my full name, HARRYLRINKER, at AOL.com, our friend said, I listened to you on American Night. I heard you mention my previous email. I guess I should have made that more clear. J.T. Walsh was a famous actor, appearing in films three off the top of my head were Breakdown with Kurt Russell, A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson, and Sling Blade with Billy Bob Thornton. There were many others. The cap is a baseball-style cap. It is a Justin Boot advertising cap. It was the only thing I had at the time for him to sign. This was on a cruise. There were many other celebrities on the cruise, but JT was the only one friendly enough to come and sit with us and converse. You know, it's very interesting about celebrity cruises. Celebrities get a free cruise, but they're supposed to mingle, but they often forget that part of it. But the thing about it is, I still think the hat's worth about $50, which is what we talked about last time, only because he's not a major Academy Award winner type guy. And so, you know, and right now, people know who he is. You know, the question is what will happen in 20 or 30 or 40 years, and then it's a whole different ballgame again. So the thing about it is, it's a fun kind of memory. It's a fun thing to have. Hopefully, you know, our friend got his picture, Lynn got her picture taken with him when he signed it. Whenever you're with a celebrity and they're going to sign anything for you, whether it's a hat or a baseball or a book, please try to get a picture taken or get something, or at least get the notice of the cruise that these celebrities were on board, because the amount of fake signatures out there on all levels of the autograph field are so huge that you really do want to cover your base on it a little bit. But as I said, we'd love to hear from our American Night listeners. You can do that by emailing a question to me, HarryLRinker@AOL.com. Please start your question. I listen to you on America Tonight. That way I know to pull the question and put it in the America Tonight mailbag. Otherwise, it'll wind up in my What You Got mailbag, which is my nationally syndicated show on Sunday mornings.
I got an email here from JT, and JT says, "Hey, Harry, glad to see you're still hanging out with Kate." And he asked about a Charlie's Angels lunchbox. Not much details. That's all he said, Charlie's Angels lunchbox.
Well, first of all, interestingly enough, they were very hot in the 90s. And are still somewhat hot right now. Farrah's been in the news, unfortunately, from a negative point of view. But the thing about it is that, first of all, the lunchbox, when we hear the word lunchbox in the Antiques and Collectibles trade today, we think only of the box. The old days, so what we used to call lunchbox, had a lunchbox and a thermos. That's now called lunch kit. What happened was in the late 1980s, early 1990s, they started splitting the thermoses out and selling the thermoses separately. This was a market manipulation stunt by one of the people in the trade, and he was so successful in this that oftentimes now they'll split the kit apart rather than sell it as a unit. To be perfectly honest with you, the market has gone soft on that. So today, if you're going to buy anything, make certain that you're going to buy the kit as a unit that is having a lunchbox and the thermos as a single unit. That's a metal lunchbox, as most of the lunchboxes were metal at that particular time. You want to make sure there's no rust or any other kind of problems. The minute there is, the lunchbox value drops very rapidly because of the fact that there are so many good examples that survive that people won't pay much for a damaged one. A premium example, one that with no rust, with the thermos intact, you're probably looking today at about $35 to $45. It was once as high as about $65, $85, but that market's fallen off. Unfortunately, those of us who remember watching Charlie Angels on the Tube are getting older.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no,
good advice, though, about that.
Well, yeah. It's a serious thing now. That was the second generation. That was color TV for me. But you know, come on here. If you were born in 1960, you're 50.
Right, exactly. Yep.
And if you were born in 1960, you were watching TV in the late 60s and 70s, and that's when Charlie's Angels was on. So, you know, a lot of the people that grew up with that show, it's a lot hard for us. What did Farrah turn? She turned 50, but that was a number of years ago, I think.
Right. She's 60-something now, yeah.
60-something, I believe. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, interesting. Harry, always a pleasure to have you on the show. What's your show about this weekend?
Well, got a fun series of guests this weekend. We're going to be talking about Woodstock, 40th anniversary.
Ooh.
Yeah, we should talk about that when I come back in 2 weeks.
Yes.
40th anniversary of Woodstock is on, and also a collector of advertising memorabilia, advertising characters like, you know, Pillsbury Doughboy and that type of stuff. So got a lot of kind of fun stuff coming up. And we will talk about Woodstock when we do this again, because it's a big anniversary.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds fun. We'll do that next time. So we'll see you in 2 weeks here, same place, same bat channel, right?
You will. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate it. All right, coming up on the flip side, we have odds and ends. That means a whole collection of what's happening, including tobacco maybe being policed by the FDA. Hang on, that's coming up in just a few moments here on ATN.